Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The Fox.
Yeah, me. It really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
This is glamour for Bob Sturm.
I do like how your default sooner is Rocky Kalmus, rain or shine.
Is there some sort of like horn he could play? And then different Sooners perk up all over the land and
little,
just start making their way to Arlington.
Just pop up.
Maybe Dusty Dvorak could get a ninth red shirt, like a second one for booze.
He's busy broadcasting.
Tony Casillas rips off his suit and just there's a jersey underneath and he heads to Arlington.
You had to at least kind of be like, they're giving him a red shirt for being a drunk?
He didn't give me one.
Where's Rhett Bomar in all this?
Surely living around here, right?
Oh, I think he's actually
selling
working
cars
at that dealership.
Again?
Yeah.
Who's the one? Was he the one when he got sacked? All the money went flying?
That was Bomar. Yeah.
Man, we've had some fun over the years. Here's Mino.
Thank you, Bob. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith brings you Jake O.
Thank you, Mino. Mm-hmm. Joining us in studio, it is the Hardline, Mike Reiner, Corby Davids, and
Corby.
Both Snake and Rhyme.
When's the big reveal, Mike?
Reiner.
Corby.
I don't know, Bob. When is it?
Well, it's your show, but I need to know how this driver's license thing works out.
See? You got the whole world wrapped around your little finger.
Can we do it right now?
Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it's not.
Is the Belldozer going to make it in Kansas City?
You're damn right he is. Probably going to take over for Kelsey.
The Belldozer.
Put in the Belldozer.
Today is Thursday, August 15th, the 227th day of 2019. There are 138 days left in the year. Hello, Line 4 guy.
Hello, Jake.
Let's try to have a pleasant afternoon, please.
Hi, Line 4 guy.
Oh, so you're going to blame me right off the bat?
No, I'm...
Unpleasantness.
A shared responsibility.
That's all right, Line 4
guy. Okay, all right.
On this date in 1965, the Beatles played to a crowd of more than 55,000 at Shea Stadium.
Couldn't hear a damn word either. Playing just, over the PA.
Just screaming.
Oh, you were there?
It's like Chuck Morgan doing a show.
Yeah, the PA was Tuvok's Grenadiers.
Do you think before or after that show was whenever they all sat in a room, turned out the lights, and just kind of actual engaged in a circle J?
See, this is what he thinks of first when he thinks of the Beatles.
It's quite the story.
It is. Was it just them that did it together, or were there other people in the room?
I know there were no females.
For my friends. Yes, I mean,
so? Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, that's what that song's about, I guess.
I mean, if you would like, we could turn out the lights and do that right here.
Check, please.
Did they have the lights on or off?
I think the lights were off, if I remember. And the other thing about that was McCartney offered it up.
Yeah. Was it press?
Yeah, it wasn't like John Stossel had him on the run and he...
Got a question for you.
So what is this act of mutual masturbation you engaged in? What?
Me and my mates.
Who is that?
On this date in 1852...
Seems like kind of a catch-all voice.
Is it croquet? That's the proper way to say that, right? I feel like I've heard some people say croquette.
But don't act like you don't know that it's croquet.
Croquet.
Oh, I grew up in North Richland Hills, and I don't know what it's called.
In 1852...
I call it croquet.
Okay. That plays. Corby's family introduced croquet to the U.S. from England. The game was popular because it allowed men and women to compete together.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Corby, that was awful nice of your family.
Yeah.
Would it shock you to know that I have played croquet with my kids in the last month?
No, that's why I'm doing the story. Of course it wouldn't shock me.
And why is that...
Are you kidding?
Why is that supposed to be like a rich sport? It costs like $8.
That's what happens in the side yard.
Literally. A croquet set costs $8. Yet,
Do you have one of those hedge mazes, too?
What's the difference between, like, don't some people play Croquet on horses, maybe?
It's called polo.
But is that just polo?
Croquet
or polo?
On horses?
But I think that's different.
It's so different.
Yeah, so what's the difference? Like,
I think it's croquet on horses.
Have you ever noticed when they play...
That's, you know what you just sounded like? Hey, what's that game where they skate around and play soccer on the ice with a stick?
More like, do they ever play polo like in the water? And what do they call that?
Okay, so explain it to me. There's regular croquet and then there's horse croquet?
No, there's no croquet involved in polo.
I didn't say polo. You guys brought up polo.
You said horse croquet. There's no such thing.
So is that
horse
what it
polo.
Is?
It's just polo.
But how are the games similar, though?
They're not at all.
Yeah, water polo is where they throw the horses in the water.
Right? How do the horses have to hold their breath?
No, wait a minute.
God.
You ever seen a horse try to swim? Can. It's hilarious.
I feel like I'm talking to my wife right now.
I don't know anything about all this.
My wife.
1% sports you're into.
What about when they play hockey, but like in a field? What's that? What is that?
So you're saying there's no relation between the two sports?
None.
Oh, there's a mallet and a ball, right?
Are those the only two sports where you use a mallet and a ball?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Golf might be considered something that a mallet and a ball are used for.
Grass golf.
Mallet.
Grass golf. All right, I got a P1 birthday for you here from Kelly. Hi, Jake. I'd like to wish Stephanie a happy birthday. Craig is her leader. Drop request. Mm. Dealer's choice. It's printed dark as bone.
Have you seen that golf, but it's with frisbees?
Shut up, Ty.
Bob.
Dude, I didn't know all you guys grew up playing croquet and polo. That's
God.
That's cool, though.
Grew up playing polo.
That's
cool.
This. Oh, my God. Jake is the biggest idiot.
What?
That's from my 8-year-old.
No. Your 8-year-old that routinely goes to equestrian and plays croquet?
Plays grass polo.
He plays horse croquet.
Has your 8-year-old forgiven me for my Rocky takes yet?
They both hate you so much. Why do you hang out with that guy?
That's awesome.
When I told him I went to a concert with you, the Rocky guy? No! Hang out with him?
See you play a concert sometime.
Hey, Balboa's a fraud, kids. Get over it.
57 today, Bubby Brister.
Oh. I had him going potentially to the Hall of Fame.
I had him failing miserably.
Where did he go to college, Bob?
Because he wore number 6.
Bubby Brister?
Yeah.
Man, I got nothing on that.
So you got Baker failing?
Some Louisiana.
Yeah, he will. Because of that.
Mm-hmm. Eric Bieniemy. Bob is 50.
Sleeping with Bieniemy.
Who's he coaching with now?
Bobby Brister, Tulane. I thought that sounded
funny. Bieniemy is the OC for the Chargers? That can't be.
Sounds correct.
No, the Chiefs, right?
What?
No, Chiefs had... Bieniemy last year. Dragon. Are you talking about Brister or Bieniemy?
Bieniemy.
Okay, yeah, he was with the Chiefs last year.
Yeah, he's still with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Scott Brocious is 53.
Did Mark Malone and Bubby Brister have, like, a competition?
Much maligned Mark Malone?
Wasn't Mark Malone there at the same time as Bubby?
Andy Dalton.
Who's with me?
Ranch.
Clearly nobody.
Ange.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, wrong
I'd
name.
Help you if I could.
It says Abby Dalton.
Like, who's Abby Dalton?
87.
I mean, you're
an actress.
Yeah. Mike's all over it.
Beating the hell out of Andy Dalton tonight. Mannix? Mrs. Mannix?
Ooh, Craig McTavish, 61.
Ah,
referenced on the show already this week.
Who had that in the pool?
A couple of years of fighting between Mark Malone and Bubby.
Here's Ty.
Does Mark Malone...
There you go, Bob.
Does Mark Malone still have that ridiculous mustache?
I think so.
That defined him?
That was one of my early celebrity sightings that really made me feel good that I spotted Mark Malone on an airplane.
Mark Malone!
How about...
Because he was an ESPN go-to out at the stadiums for quite a while, right?
Is he still there?
No, no. I think he's been out of the game for quite a while. But
it's too bad. Alert the family and send his like widow a ham.
They'd go to Ed Werder in Dallas or Mark Malone. And
he's in a Tom Selleck tribute band now.
Absolutely.
Yancey Thigpen, 50. Boy, it's a good day for football names.
Yancey Thigpen.
Bubby Brister, Eric Bieniemy, and Yancey Thigpen.
Dropped a sure touchdown on my first trip to Lambeau to make the day happy.
Did he play for the Packers?
He just said that.
Still known as Yancey Claus in Green Bay.
Yeah, he played for the Packers.
Non-sport
sure
birthdays. We have J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, who is...
She's still doing stuff?
I don't find her that great. Like, other people.
Ordinary. Oh, you shut
ordinary,
up.
She's ordinary hot, though. She looks like she comes from a tier four
she's
suburb, but is ready to get out.
Ordinary.
Ordinary hot is an interesting term that I haven't worked through totally.
No, I think she's very attractive. I just don't think she's that great of an actress.
Oh, okay, Jennifer Lawrence. Right.
Over to the film desk. For
we'll break down some of her works.
Yeah.
What was that one that she was in?
What was that one that she was
I think it was called The Fappening.
The Hustle? Hustle?
Hustle and Flow?
No, not Hustle and Flow.
She was in Hustle and Flow. Or no,
American Hustle.
Hustle,
yeah.
Overrated. Hunger Games.
Overrated.
All right, which Tier 4 suburb do you think she's dying to get out of?
I mean, she certainly, from my experience, has a Haltom City look to her.
Does she?
Yeah. But
are you drawn to that?
Yeah, for sure.
Is Haltom City Tier 4?
Only like the top, the cream of the crop, you know? You want the ones that look like they can make it out. And, you know, she had a bunch of nudes leaked, so that's in line with...
Yeah? Got that going for her.
Ben Affleck is 47.
I think both sides were leaking plenty.
I wonder if he's sober.
Yikes.
Has he recovered from the from that fateful interview that he did with...
Bill Simmons?
Bill Simmons, yeah. Tom Brady is the best quarterback of all time.
You know, Saved Almost Fire is a great movie. You know, don't you think?
Yeah, I have him on the pod. And a woman who, if I were going to have my own island, Deborah Messing is 51.
Okay.
We go the other way.
I go with that.
I'm fine.
I go with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
This might be the worst spare birthday day
ordinary
of all time.
Deborah Messing? Yeah. Are you sure about that last part?
She just picked a fight with Susan Sarandon. Dude, if you
show me otherwise.
If you don't look like Morgana, Mike's not interested.
Show me otherwise.
Toothless and Morgana. That's his dream girl.
Toothless Morgana.
All right, and now.
I have a birthday, Jake, if you wouldn't mind.
It is Plugola and Paola.
All you ex-drugs models Plugola doing so well in the... oral hygiene.
Oh, wait, Mike,
take your teeth out.
Okay, I'll take the
Mike's
ball
right
here.
She's flat.
Happy birthday today to Teresa Thornton.
Is that Teresa Whitney?
That is.
Hey, sweetie.
Great Teresa Whitney.
Is it
to Beverly Harrington. To Hannah Clayton.
Is that Othella Harrington's daughter?
It is. To Danny Fugate. To Steve Dennis.
So,
and today's...
Oh, the Cowboys gonna look this year!
Coming up next, we determine the record for every NBA team!
Hey, tell Steve Dennis to shut up.
And today's feature birthday, happy birthday to the great John Dillon.
JD.
Back to you, Jake.
Real JD, not this fake one.
JD.
Here we go!
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around in a little bit. City.
Bob, I have two Twins tickets for tonight's game. The Rangers play the Twins.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
In what?
Grass polo.
Jeez.
They're right behind home plate.
Okay.
And I'm going to give them to you out of the goodness of my own heart.
All right.
Will I see you on TV tonight?
That would require you to turn it on, though. That's a trick question.
Touche.
Try me.
Okay.
Martin Biron, 42. Think Tommy's having a big day? Think Tommy's got a cake?
Shaped like a recluse spider.
Man, I want to live in a world where Tommy Daniels makes a cake for every Sabre birthday.
That sounds like a real boring wish.
I want to live in a world
wish.
Where he makes a cake for every recluse spider birthday.
That's weird. That's even weirder than making a cake for every saber.
Is he still bothered by In the Crease?
Now, that would require
like,
what?
Does he think about that every day?
Yeah.
Every day.
But he knows
surveying
he can't admit it.
Surveying every recluse spider for their birthday.
It's bad for business with the Allen Americans, probably. Sam Bam Cunningham is 69.
Very nice.
No Penn State?
Can that...
Mike?
That doesn't sound right, does it, Mike?
Where'd he go to college?
USC guy.
What, USC?
Sandusky gave him that nickname?
No, what I'm saying is
he's 69.
Okay, yeah, that age works
right.
out?
Yeah.
Okay.
That adds up.
Fred Strickland is 53.
That's Rod's brother.
And I'll be honest with you, there's not much else. So I hope you got enough out of Sam Bam Cunningham.
Born on this day, now dead, Napoleon Bonaparte.
I learned on Succession that somebody bought his penis.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I watched it.
So...
That's right, they did. His penis went up for sale.
They said it's just like dust.
Yeah.
And you're done.
This isn't very nice, Blaze. Hold on.
Shut it down!
What?
Let's go!
Blaze wants us to ask Jake if they have car racing but with horses. And I don't think that's...